Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My apologies. My apologies. We were talking about the WNBA.
I'm saying, Joe, you okay? You all right in there?
Paul and I were talking about the WNBA, which I can't get enough of. I just can't get enough of. Paul, I wrote about this the other day. I want Pittsburgh to get a team. My worry would be, I think Caitlin Clark would fill the joint. She fills every arena in the league. But I look around and some of those teams don't average many fans still. Now, it might be because some of them are in smaller venues like Atlanta. They move to the NBA venue when Caitlin comes to town. I would worry about attendance, but I think, you know, this town loves a winner. If you could get a winner in there, I think it could work here. Do you? WNBA franchise?
I think because it's new, it's a shorter season. Yeah, maybe.
And it's summer.
And it's a lot cheaper than, you know, what you would have to do for an NBA team. And it's the summer. Yeah, I think it could work.
You got to get a star to build around.
You got to get a big name star. And, you know, it wouldn't hurt if some of the women's teams here started winning again. I know Duquesne, you know, Duquesne generally is a 20-win team. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
in women's basketball, Dan Byrd has done a nice job of building a program that's at least competitive. And they usually win 22 couple games. But Pitt has been a disaster. Robert Morris, you know, obviously they just fired their coach, so they're rebuilding. But I think the new coach, I like everything that they've done so far. So we'll see. But it would help because when Pitt, when there was a point when all three of those programs were doing really well in women's basketball, it was having the same effect that the Pitt volleyball team has had on the Pitt on volleyball in this area.
How would you describe, as a coach in AAU, the girls' basketball scene in Pittsburgh compared to other states, even big basketball states? What's it like?
There's a lot of girls that are playing basketball, but I'm going to tell you, we're losing ground to volleyball in this area, in Western PA. It's still very popular.
You mentioned that to my daughter.
Yeah, they're still very popular in this area. It's still very, you know, there's still lots and lots of girls that are playing basketball, but we have lost ground. Women's basketball, you know, girls basketball, I mean, to volleyball.
Yeah.
Without a doubt in this area. And I think part of it is the premier program around is the Pitt volleyball program. And so, you know,
that's interesting.
I mean,
yeah,
if you go to games there, they're sold out. Most of the crowd are all young girls. You know, you go to, you know, certain places. I told you, I went to one gym the one day to coach one of our basketball, you know, game practices. And we happened to be, you know, in the gym, say 1 o'clock. I get there about 12:45, and there's all these cars in the parking lot. I'm like, what in the world's going on here? And I walk in. There had to be 150 girls. It was a volleyball clinic.
Yep.
There had to be 150 girls in there.
Yeah.
And I was standing there saying, a quarter of these girls, at least, if not half of them, used to be players that played basketball.
Yes.
But now we don't see those kind of players, you know, as much anymore. But there's still a lot of people here. I mean, girls basketball is still valued here, and there's still a lot of people that play, and there are a lot of teams and all that stuff. So if we had a WNBA team, yeah, I think it could work.
I would be pumped, I'll tell you that. And the other important thing is the Penguins are on board as saying they would be cooperative. They released that statement. I forget who from our paper at the Post-Gazette wrote the story that the Sports and Exhibition Authority is commissioning a study even as we speak, and that the Penguins have said, listen, if there's a serious push for this, we would absolutely cooperate and like to have WNBA games at PPG Paints Arena. That's huge to have their cooperation. And then when you look at the numbers in terms of new television deals, did you see the number from the television rating from the Women's Olympics? For the gold medal game, it was up there with World Series-like ratings. So,
and what's amazing is...
If I'm a sponsor, I'm looking closely at that. That entices me. You know what I mean?
Well, again, it is definitely they're showing some growth. But as you, to your point, you better find a star to put in this market. Somebody that's going to, you know what I mean, draw attention to the team.
Yeah, that's imperative. It's an event town here, like most. But, you know, there was a time when Pitt basketball was as hot as any ticket in this town because they won and they were fun. And that could absolutely happen here. So I'm all for it. Meanwhile, we were remiss, Paul, in not asking City Limits about the Producers basketball game.
Who won?
Last night. All the producers here at the Fan, or most of them, were involved in a pickup basketball game. Who was the best player?
So it was me, Sean Myers, Callis was there, Joel Nelson was there.
Did they put Harry on the low block and nobody could move him?
Harry was shooting threes.
What? Paul?
Yes. I can't
Harry
say...
Harry stepping out for threes.
I can't say Harry was shooting over 17% from three or 20% from three, but he was shooting threes.
Who was the best player?
Either me or Sean Myers. Sean Myers is very good down low. He's a very good rebounder and also can finish close to the basket. I was kind of surprised by that, by how well he could finish close to the basket. I was the premier shooter on the day.
Who could finish?
Sean Myers.
Wow.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. Okay.
That's interesting.
When
I didn't have that, did you? Did Donnie Football get in there?
Donnie was not there. He was hosting.
How about Joel T. Nelson?
Joel Nelson's got a shot.
He was there?
Joel did fine.
Any anger come out?
No, not really.
Was anybody angry?
I can't say that anybody was necessarily angry.
Was little intern Dom involved?
Is at Syracuse. He's back at school.
I thought he might come back for a special occasion.
I would love to have crossed over intern Dom to the basket.
Did you say Steph Curry signed a one-year deal, Paul?
$63 million.
Who is here's what I'm down to in my sports life. And obviously, I grew up a passionate fan. I had Bills season tickets when I was in Buffalo. But even with the Bills, I don't sit there and root. You know, I really don't. Unless it's a playoff game and like they're getting close to the Super Bowl, then I want my family, friends back in Buffalo to be happy. Truth be told, I don't care that much. I used to, when I moved to Pittsburgh, go to bars and watch Bills game. I don't care. There are very few teams that I root for emotionally anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden State Warriors have been one for a long time. Starting to be the Indiana Fever, by the way.
You've become quite the fan of that Indiana Fever.
So I have basically two teams left that I'm truly a fan of where I go out of my way to watch the games and get, you know, elated or extremely irritated during the games, which is how I know I'm a fan. The Warriors and the Fever. Who is it for you? Who's left? Florida State?
That's it.
That's it?
It's the only team I get I'm emotionally attached to.
Why do you love them so
and
much
I'm irrational about it. It's just always been my team since I was little.
Because of Deion?
Bobby Bowden, you know, I was a big Bobby Bowden fan. I think when they pulled the punt Ruski off in like 81 or 82, whatever, I became a fan of them. And then, you know what? When they got Deion was, you know, my favorite. And then they got Charlie Ward. I mean, that's always been my team, and that's why Saturday I was in a very miserable mood for a lot of the day.
Yeah, man, that's how you know you're a fan. I'm down to two. How about you, Limits?
Other
Steelers,
than
Penguins, Pitt?
Yeah, the local teams.
In what order?
Pirates, Steelers, Penguins, and then Pitt, Penn State football. As if a ball head.
Why the Pirates first? Why? How did that occur?
Because I grew up on the 13, 14, 15 teams.
Oh, wow.
That was my childhood, going to 10, 15 games with my dad a year.
Man.
I mean, we went to all the Free Shirt Fridays. I remember specifically in the 2015 season, we went to a Free Shirt Friday in September where it was 35 degrees and snowing. Came back for Fan Appreciation Day on Friday, sat down the third baseline. It was 75 degrees and sunny.
50-minute
moments.
Yeah, it is. That team was so much fun.
I will say it is any Florida State fan. Any Florida State team, by the way.
Oh, really?
I can turn on baseball. Like when I got screwed in the World Series, I was in a very, very bad mood for 3 days. When they got screwed by, you know, in the World Series. I was flipping through the channels. The one day Florida State softball was on, I was irritated that they lost.
I was with you at Peter's Pub, in Oakland when Florida State played for the national championship. And I was afraid that you would be involved in a violent incident at that bar.
But they won, see?
You were happy, yeah. Had it gone the other way, I don't know that I'd be alive today.
I mean, I've had a number of those. And then, of course, I could go, I could give you a whole long lecture about what it's like to be a fan of a Leonard Hamilton coach team.
Can't be easy.
Not at all.
What's cooking brought to you very kindly by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
I beat you to it there, didn't I?
Know, I
figured out a way to do that.
Thank you.
The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's fun to be a fan, isn't it, Limits?
Yeah, my barometer keeps shifting closer and closer to the Steelers with the way that the Pirates are trending right now.
Man, I can't imagine.
It's a very close gap between those two, but the Pirates slightly an edge because of the reason I give.
Yeah. I explained off the top of the show that the Pirates were my first love in sports. My dad and I made a pilgrimage from Buffalo to Pittsburgh in 79 after the Bill Madlock trade, and I got to see some wins against the Phillies. Dave Parker hit a ball over the fence at Three River Stadium that never rose. It was a line drive off his bat that stayed the same at the same height, Paul, and cracked off a seat. I've never seen anybody hit home runs as hard as him.
Yeah.
Maybe O'Neill Cruz now, but back then it was just a line shot homer. And I lived and died with the Pirates back then, Paul. I put my own Willie Stargell stars on photos of the players after every game. Sometimes I got KDK radio.
Well,
very scratchily, and listened to games.
When my son played at Pitt, obviously I was invested in the games.
Yeah.
And back in the day, I was invested in games, Pitt games big time, especially the Pitt Hoops team with Charles Smith and Curtis Aiken and all those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And Sean Miller. That era, I loved those teams. And all they did was find a way to just make it miserable for all of us that rooted for them.
I fell in love with the Duquesne basketball teams when I got here because I didn't have any friends when I moved to Pittsburgh. I still don't, really. But when I came here, it was very lonely for me.
Where are your friends, Joe?
City limits. I lived in Shadyside, and I was going to graduate school at Duquesne, and I just started going to the basketball games. Guys like Tony Petrarca, remember him, Paul?
Yes.
Guys like...
And Nick Petroski.
Yes, and Mark Stevenson, the transfer from Notre Dame, and then it became Kenya Hunter and Derek Alston, and John Carroll was the coach. His wife Beverly taught a feature writing course. I took her course. I fell in love with Duquesne basketball. I was very lonely at the time, and I felt ostracized sometimes, limits.
Do you still feel ostracized?
Yes, but I no longer need Duquesne basketball to lift my spirits, but at a time, I did. It's time to go. Fan weather, high of 88 today with cloudy skies. Do you want us to say hello to Lanny Fritari? Wait, you didn't go to Waynesburg, did you?
I did, yes. I graduated from there.
Then why are you a Penn State fan?
Are you allowed to be a fan of a bigger school when you go to a smaller school due to their program?
No, not when you're
from Pittsburgh. I probably would have went there if it was like in the same location as where Robert Morris was. I probably would have went there.
Paul, what do you make of this?
I actually, I went to Point Park, and so a lot of Point Park fans were, a lot of Point Park students that I went to were fans of other schools.
You know, I'm getting my master's from there too, Joe. So
online,
I'm giving them too much money.
It doesn't count. It's online.
It's still He's still paying them.
I think it still counts.
He's still paying them money.
Tell my paycheck that's going to them every however many months that it's not counting.
He's still paying them.
The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $2,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 88 with cloudy skies today. That's your fan weather. I'll see you wonderful men tomorrow.
Weren't here tomorrow.
Yeah, I won't. Goodbye, Paul.
Bye-bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.